Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. Grant High School has put its plans to cull 30 long-billed corellas at its campus on hold, following concerns raised by some community members. A licensed shooter will not be on the property today to destroy the birds, the school taking some time to have further discussions about the problems that the birds are causing. Menswear store Ed Harry has entered voluntary administration. The future of the SA-based menswear shops, including the store in Mount Gambier, is up in the air. A creditors' meeting is taking place in Adelaide next week to discuss future options for the franchise. We're an hour away from the gates opening for the 2019 Coonawarra Vignerons Cup. It's the 37th anniversary this year, the stage set for thousands of entrants to enjoy one of the huge highlights of the country racing calendar. Panola Racing Club President Mark Edwards says it's maintained its popularity due to its pairing of great wine and great racing.
And because it has been going for 30 odd years now, there's so many that enjoy it and then just book in straight away to come back next year. So it's just a great all-round event.
48 drivers are putting their foots to the floor, gearing up for the King Sprint Car Challenge at Borderline Speedway tonight. The gates are opening at 4. Many fans hoping defending King's Challenge champion, Mount Gambier's own Stephen Lyons, will recreate his form from last year. President Kerry Jennings says they're expecting thousands of rev heads to check out what's on offer.
And because of Warrnambool got the Classic following us on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, a lot of people travel to Mount Gambier, then on to Warrnambool. So we're hoping to get somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people at our venue on our King's Challenge night.
And the Veolia Limestone Coast Women's Football League has added three teams to its 2019 competition. Casterton, Sanford, Panola and Mundulla are new additions this year, bringing the total team count to 11. The grand final round takes place on March 31, the season kicking off on Sunday, February 3rd. And Jenna Paproff will oversee the Mighty Murphys in the Mid-Southeastern Netball League this year, Glencoe appointing her as the A-grade coach. In the Western Border League, Christine Jade Harris will look after the A's for Casterton Sanford. That's your latest Limestone Coast local news and sport.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.